Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: كل وعاء يضيق بما جعل فيه إلا وعاء العلم فإنه يتسع به.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam said, "Every container gets narrower according to what is placed in it, except knowledge, which expands instead."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali, the son of Abu Talib, alayhi salam. What a beautiful persona is the universal persona of Imam Ali, alayhi salam. The commander of the faithful, the commander of the hearts, the commander of the souls of the righteous. The commander of the mu'mineen, the commander of the muttaqeen, the commander of the best of commanders. Imam Ali alayhi salam's universal persona is truly magnificent and all-encompassing. We find so many different aspects, whether it is courage, mercy, compassion, generosity, kindness, or whether it is his charity, his bravery in the face of overwhelming odds, his hard work, his simple lifestyle. So much can be spoken about when talking about Imam Ali alayhi salam. But one of the things that is very fundamental in the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, is this aspect of Imam Ali alayhi salam where his eminence truly seems to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yes, one human being can never fully 100% know the Almighty Allah. But these infallibles and immaculates, these divinely appointed imams, these divinely sent and divinely appointed messengers and prophets of the Almighty Allah, peace and blessings upon them all, they reached a 99% or a 99.5% or a 99.9%, if you will. So for example, when it comes to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, it says the distance of two bows, Qaba Qawsain. And so this is how close they are to knowing the Almighty Allah, heights which no other human being could ever fathom or imagine to attain, and nor would any other human being have the capacity or the capability to be able to encompass such nearness of the Almighty Allah. It is like on the Mount of Tur, when Prophet Musa, peace and blessings upon him, saw the burning bush, and the light of Allah was so illuminating that he fainted and went unconscious. But nonetheless, Imam Ali alayhi salam and his universal persona shows us how very well he knew the Almighty Allah and how close he was to the Almighty Allah. And so you and I might ask, you know, how can we understand Allah? How do we know Allah? How can we describe Allah, for a lack of a better word? And it is interesting, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says in one place that Allah is the one whom, when an individual has no other way out, when they are so deep in need and there is nobody to rescue them, the one that they turn to is the Almighty Allah. Why would we, dear friends, not turn to the Almighty Allah in our times of need? And this is what we learn from the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. In our times of need, in our times of distress, when we feel like there is no way out, when we feel like all the doors have been closed upon us, it is Allah who will save us. It is Allah who will open the door for us. It is Allah who is waiting to rescue us. A very profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the program To My Brother. This moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. أشهد أنك جاهدت في الله حق جهاده وعملت بكتابه واتبعت سنن نبيه.
I testify that you made utmost efforts, as it should be, in the cause of Allah, acted upon His book, followed the way of life of His Prophet, blessings of Allah be on him and his children, to the last moment of your life, until Allah invited you to come unto Him and used His discretion to take you away and sealed your enemy's doom with the blame that the arguments had been made known to one and all through you. O Allah, let me be happy and satisfied with that which Thou considers good for me. Let me agree with that which Thou decides for me. Let me passionately remember Thee and invoke Thee. Let me be in love with Thy pure and sincere friends. Let me be well-liked and respected on the earth and in the heavens. Let me be unruffled and well composed in the midst of misfortunes. Let me be gratefully thankful in prosperity. Let me be mindful of much and more bounties. Let me ardently desire for the heart-warming meeting with Thee, well equipped with piety to gain my end on the day of requital. Let me follow into the footsteps of Thy representatives. Let me disassociate myself from the mannerism of Thy enemies. Let me pass my time in this world by praising and glorifying Thee.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Shahadat by a non-baligh is not recognized in our Sharia. When you say Ali was a minor, you're actually saying that the rules apply to Ali differently from others. For other minor children, their statement has no value. But Ali, whether he's a minor or an adult, his statement is equally valid at all stage. And this is where we see that the Prophet himself, you know, when Ali was only 12 years old, introduced him as Akhi, Hadha Akhi wa Wasi wa Khalifati. That he's my brother, he's my Wasi. He's the one who is going to execute my will. He is my successor. And he was only 12 years old at that time. Where did Rasulullah utter those words? It was in Da'wat al-Ashira. But from our point of view, this question, when did Ali become a Muslim? Whether he was baligh or non-baligh is irrelevant. When you get tea, tea by nature is not sweet. So when you get the tea which is sweet, it is right for you to ask this question, how did the tea become sweet? And your answer would be, well, we put sugar in it. So you had to put a foreign element in the tea to make the tea sweet. Because sweetness is not the essential quality of tea. But then you ask the same question about the sugar. When did the sugar become sweet? Then they will say, well, this is not a valid question. Nobody in the world will ever buy an entity known as sugar if it is not sweet. Because sweetness and sugar go hand in hand by definition. Sugar is sweet from the time it came to exist. Whereas tea was not sweet, you had to put sugar into it. When it comes to all the Sahaba, you can ask, when did you become Muslim? Because they are like tea with sweetness. When it comes to Ali, you don't ask this question. Because Ali and Iman are like sugar and sweetness. Salawat Panayakara.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.